Work continues on the construction of housing solutions for needy Jamaicans under the Indigent Housing Project. The project, initiated by the Government of Jamaica and Food for the Poor, has been a blessing for many Jamaicans. The Indigent Housing Project targets Jamaicans in all 63 constituencies across the island. Already, some 1,827 two-bedroom units have been completed, 480 of which were constructed under the Hurricane Sandy Housing Program for persons in the eastern parishes of St. Thomas, Portland, and St. Mary who lost their homes during the natural disaster. The cost of each two-bedroom unit is $6,400, of which the government provides 50% through support from the Petro-Caribe Development Fund. Today, we'll hear from some beneficiaries of the Indigent Housing Project. Meet 67-year-old Sylvana Swaby of Rocky Point in Clarendon. She's among 30 Jamaicans in three parishes who recently received keys to their own homes through the project. She has lauded the government's initiative.
I'm glad for it because it is from 14 years I'm looking about it. And it's from the 12 I got it. It constructed and I got it. So I'm very proud of it. I'm glad for it.
Ms. Swaby says before she received the keys to her home, her living conditions were deplorable. However, thanks to the Indigent Housing Project, that's a thing of the past.
I used to live in a little house, and when rain fall, I wet up inside it, wet up, and sometimes I'm in it, and it seems as if when the wind is blowing, it's coming like the top is going to come off. So I look about it, and I was very glad when I heard that the gentleman come down for food for the poor and say, I'm going to get a house.
Resident of New Green District in Manchester, Donna Marie Ball, is also a proud beneficiary under the program, expressing her joy at finally receiving her own home.
Oh, Lord, I am overwhelmed knowing that having difficulty for a place to live like where I used to live is a good amount of us live together, and to know that the Lord has provided this for me, I am overwhelmed.
A grateful Miss Ball says her new home is God's answer to her prayers.
I would like to say, first of all, thanks to the Almighty God, thanks to my MP, Mr. Michael Phillips, and all of you who had put this through for me.
Minister with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the Indigent Housing Project has certainly made a significant impact on the lives of many Jamaicans. In addition to providing shelter for thousands of needy Jamaicans, Dr. Guy informs that the project is providing stable employment for a number of masons, carpenters, plumbers, and unskilled laborers.
We have created employment under this chief administrator project, and to date, over 5,000 persons have been employed in the construction process. We are still currently doing 1,200 units per year, and as recently as December of 2014, we had 30 beneficiaries receiving their keys to their houses in the parishes of Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Thomas.
Minister with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy. Dr. Guy says feedback from beneficiaries of the program has been satisfying, adding that the government is happy to partner with Food for the Poor in helping to meet the needs of the country's most vulnerable.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies islandwide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.